Nolte, 7 Ethical Scandals in 1 Year for CNN's Chris Frito Cuomo. By John Nolte on May 25, 2021. In just a little over a year, CNN's Chris Frito Cuomo has been embroiled in no fewer than 7 ethical scandals, and has not paid a professional price for a single one of them. This is indicative of not just how broken and corrupt Frito and Kalal are, but also the corporate media as a whole. Frito proves the media are no longer interested in retaining credibility with the public. Instead, the media feel so threatened by new media. It's all about protecting one another and owning the Trumpdards, even if that means allowing a full-blown disgrace like Chris Cuomo to retain his lofty, unearned status amongst them. The scandals listed below are not small deals or nitpicking. 15 years ago, Cuomo would have been shown the door at Knoll, removed for what he is, a growing cancer on the Knoll brand and the overall media profession. Frito has not only not been fired for his lies and disregard for all things journalism, he hasn't even been disciplined. He has, though, been promoted and offered a new contract. Advised his disgraced governor brother on political strategy calls. Frito's most recent ethical scandal is a doozy. While posing as an objective news anchor, behind the scenes Frito was on the phone with his brother, Governor Andrew Graham/Slayer Cuomo, DNY, and Andrew's staff to help Big Brother out with the onslaught of credible scandals that have already killed Big Brother's presidential aspirations. Think about this. Frito has so little respect for his profession and for Knoll and is so sure he will never face any discipline. He was conformable participating on these calls with others knowing these others could leak it, which they did. But Frito was right, nothing happened to him. Refusing to wear mask while shaming others who refuse to wear masks. Frito's been repeatedly caught refusing to wear a mask even as he frequently launches into tirades on his basement-rated show against those who do the same. He's such a mask Nazi, he wants the vaccinated to continue to wear masks. Everyone should wear masks at all times, except Frito Cuomo. Enjoyed VIP coronavirus testing. During the worst of the coronavirus pandemic in the ground zero that was New York, Frito benefited from his brother governor's VIP testing service where scarce resources were wasted testing governor brother's friends and family. Talk about privilege. Violated coronavirus quarantine while infected with coronavirus. While Frito was still infected with the coronavirus and knew he was infected, he decided to violate his own brother governor's quarantine orders and every form of human decency for a jaunt out to the Hamptons. The man is a sociopath. Staged exit of his basement quarantine. Although Frito did not quarantine himself in his basement, see number 4, Knoll still allowed him to stage a phony emergence from his basement as though he were leaving it for the first time since his diagnosis. Lying about basement quarantine. Night after night after night, Frito pretended to be selflessly quarantined in his basement when he was not, see number 4. Interviewing his own brother. For weeks, Knoll allowed Frito to interview his own brother, the governor of the state hit hardest with the coronavirus. Never in the history of the media has such an ongoing and brazen conflict of interest been allowed. And it was all politics, a way of burnishing governor brother for the presidency and glossing over the myriad of Andrew Cuomo scandals Knoll wanted ignored until after the 2020 presidential election. I guess it's easy to read the above and get angry, but you really shouldn't. To me this is all wonderful. Anything that helps to undermine and destroy the moral authority and credibility of the corporate media is a wonderful. And Knoll and the establishment media at large tolerating and shielding a cancer like Chris Cuomo does exactly that. So don't get angry. Revel in the brazen corruption. I promise you it's only a plus in the righteous war to defeat the corrupt media. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.